Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. If you just rub your shaft there to see if it's coming up loud.
Hector, you were better.
Good, how's your shaft work?
Gentle, I'd
gentle.
Say.
Mine is good. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're okay. We won't move them around.
So we're recording in the. It's a fucking privileged life we have, lads. It is fucking privileged.
Yes, I know.
Isn't it?
We are in the library of Brooks Hotel.
This is like Conte Nast presents THL podcast, Great Hotels of the World.
Yes. Where are we off to next?
But who's that lad on CNN going? Oh, I travel the world. He's got that posh accent.
Jake Tapper, is it?
Is it?
No, not Jake Tapper.
It's
Heston Homan.
He's always around the world.
Heston Homan.
This week I'm in Malaysia talking.
Heston Hymenhead.
Yeah, that's the very man.
This is it's very beautiful.
So we're in Brooks Hotel.
It's comfy, it's
cozy. Every time I mention the name of hotel, I keep thinking of what they said to me about Jerry Ryan years ago. He'd get 10 grand for mentioning. Do you know where DJs used to come on? I was, Friday now I was down in the open arms of the Delgani Hotel in Wexford. And they were getting...
Nice.
A soft little whack then for mentioning it.
No.
Did you ever, you must have done that as well when you were...
No.
Yeah, don't be, Hector, come on.
What, if you mention
No, hang on a second,
friends.
You might, no, but hang on. The only kickbacks I got when I was on 2FM, is that what you want to hear about, kickbacks?
Yes. What is that, yeah.
Is that, you
what
might,
you, mean,
you might get put into the penthouse or the bridal suite of an Irish hotel, Tommy,
yes.
Which you know, when you check
very
in
well.
To these park hotels and around the country, wherever they are, you might get upgraded to the bridal suite. Now, the bridal suite in an Irish hotel
is two.
It's just
two swans.
Well, I was just
going to
say,
and towels.
And petals.
It's and if you ever look at the beds, they're pushed together. The room is huge. The carpet's from 1973. Nav
and red
Axman.
Petals and on the bed.
You open the wardrobe. There's nothing in there. It's just bridal suites in Ireland are not. They're not great, are they?
Ride-all suites.
Yeah.
So I was. Doing this, I read a book about thinking and about how you know, people now get into fierce trouble for, people can get fired from their jobs for the opinions that they have.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have an opinion anymore.
Right.
About certain things.
If you have the wrong, if you have an opinion that goes against the galloping herd.
Yeah.
Yes.
On something contentious, then you can lose your job.
Mm.
And I always think that opinions aren't fixed things. Opinions are... Sometimes you say something just to figure out, trying to figure out what you do think about something.
Yeah, but you can also be more informed as you go on and you could have
totally
changed opinion. Change.
So I thought we could use this opportunity to think as a collective and to come to a conclusion about stuff.
Okay.
So that we might start off with an opinion about something.
Right.
And that by the process of sharing it with one another.
And discussion.
That we all end up with an opinion that, that's actually.
So we have to be open now.
We have to be open to the kind of. So
and different opinions, different attitudes.
So I've a few topics.
Fire them out.
That I thought, I wonder what like for my first one is, do country people need broadband?
Does that?
Because you know,
do
it's
you mean fibre or just
high fibre all brand broadband?
Yeah.
Do country people need it? Like, are country people not better off out doing what they're used to?
Get lost.
Like getting lost and getting. Being out in the fresh air with the animals and, you know, milking things and feeding them and, you know.
You're never going to be allowed in the country ever again.
So do country people need, because that's, we're, according to the news, that's one of the big things now. Oh, we need, we've no high fibre rural broadband.
Of course we do, country people need it. Of course we do.
For what, Donna Rita?
We need it for everything. Like even what? In the local shop, to work in a post office now, you need Wi-Fi and proper broadband.
Now, it depends what your version of country people is. How deep country are you going?
The deeper into the country.
Are you in a rural town or are you in a rural village with 100 people?
Well, what's a rural town?
Well, like a rural town would be Dunmore.
That's not, is it?
Dunmore.
What's in Dunmore? God be good to them.
A main street and a sort of a square.
A credit
and
union.
And drive through it. So there's rural, smaller little towns in Ireland.
What would Barnaby?
Well, that would be a metropolis village.
That would be a high class destination.
Yes.
For if you took the Wi-Fi out of Barna, the economy of Ireland, the GDP would collapse.
Collapse. Yeah, down collapse. In one go. We need it for all sorts of things in
like
the country.
What? Like what?
Okay, so I need it personally in my house.
For what? Netflix and fucking...
Yeah, and playing the Xbox.
So do you...
What is it
and
really?
Using banking online and... okay, I'm not like a high-powered business that I need it all the time, no, but I do. I need it for watching the telly.
Shopping.
And shopping, yeah, I do need
Could
it.
Could I live
and
without
why should
Wi-Fi?
I not have it no more than you should have it?
Because you're a country person, Larissa, yes. And you're a valued part of Irish life, but you have a particular role to play. And that's to keep that old way of life going. To keep that kind of, you know, so you can...
So I should be old-fashioned, you're saying?
Not to be old-fashioned, but be true to what you are.
So I don't need to know what's going on in the rest of the world.
We'll tell you. Yeah. You come up to Galway and I'll tell you what's going on wherever you want to know. Take you for a walk down Shop Street and you can be amazed at the height of the buildings.
Right,
and,
yeah. You know, now, can I ask you a question?
I take you for a spin on a double-decker bus and then you can go back to Knockmore and hold a big meeting in the parish hall going, and I was on the bus and there was another bus on top of it. Now...
There's another bus on top of it. Now, I have a question for you. Would you allow us as a community to have it in perhaps the community centre, that if we did need to use Wi-Fi, that we'd be able to have it in one place?
I think that would just lead to delinquency.
Why don't you just get...
Why don't you just embrace the life you were born into instead of trying to be like us?
So would I be able to have to go into Ballina then, or would they be allowed to have Wi-Fi?
You come into Ballina on the day of the mart and we'd make sure that you were brought home then afterwards. And
yeah,
stuff
I used
like
to do that when I was younger. So you think country people, like here, like for us in Knockmore and people down in Kerry and in Kilgarvan and places in Kerry and out ends of Waterford and Wexford and everywhere, Donegal, no Wi-Fi, no broadband. Or would you be able to have slow power broadband even? A small bit for us.
Radios. Don't you have radios? Wouldn't that not do you? The news is on every hour.
Just local radio.
On the hour. You can get the international news as well, of course, from RTE and
BBC News Talk, World Service.
BBC World. The World Services reaches all the far-flung places.
No, but you need Wi-Fi to get the BBC
Zola,
World
Service. Zola could get the World Service World News. In Mongolia. Yeah. You could get it
no,
in
I couldn't.
More.
You can't get it on the radio. You need
Imagine
it on DAB.
Imagine Zola to Knockmore.
Oh, that,
now, that would be... Wouldn't that be an amazing...
I think it's a re-traumatiser.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that would be helpful to
But your
Zola.
Country now, Hector.
Yeah,
your country.
You're rural,
well, you see, I'm only 8 miles from the city. Rural? Am I not? Am I on the... Do I really need all the technology and Wi-Fi? I don't really need it. Why do I need it? I got it in because the young lads wanted to play Xbox really quickly. Yeah. And that's it.
But it seems like it's such a political priority. And you've all these country DJs, TDs.
Same thing. They're always on the radio.
Rural broadband.
Always going, oh, we have no broadband in this far-flung place and no broadband in this far-flung parish. And it's talked about so often, you swear they were talking about the health service.
It will, you know.
The mental health service.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just,
doesn't exist, so.
So as a collective, what's our conclusion?
I can see the pros and cons, but to be honest, personally, I would prefer to have it.
But what about the expense?
I have it now, so I don't want to get rid of it.
Are we going to talk earnestly and honestly about broadband in the countryside, or are we having a skit?
Well, you're not able to talk about it properly because you don't understand it. You're 8 miles from it. He's 4 miles from the city.
I just want you to be able to live the life that you're supposed to live, Larissa.
Yeah, well, I've too much anxiety in my life right now because of all the things that's happening in the world. And it's causing me...
Just out in the animals is where you should be, in the sheds. just bringing in the milk. Seasons. With your wellies and maybe an old skirt.
So would you not have jobs then if you lived in the country? But you're taking our jobs from us as well. We have to work just on the land. Is that what you're doing?
Because that's what your grandfather and your grandmother and your great-grandfather and his mother and his parents, that's what they did, Louisa.
Yeah.
They're country people and you're a country person. And sometimes I just think the struggle to be like us is driving you demented.
Yeah, that could be the reason. This could be the root of the problem.
And Hector, you're so kind of like...
Am I 50-50? You're
like someone in a witness relocation programme.
You have to come in from Navan to Clare.
You're like your man at the end of Goodfellas. And where he looks out the door and he's kind of going... Just like everybody else. You know, you've chosen that... Backward is the wrong word. That kind of... That you've chosen
that flat life.
You've chosen that pylon life,
stonewall life.
Yeah.
So,
and as somebody who has experienced both sides, as opposed to yourself, Risha.
Do you feel like this is the chat show? Is he in chat show mode?
So, as someone,
it's like a fucking chat show.
As somebody who's experienced both sides of the life,
as somebody who's experienced, you know, he's in chat show.
Okay, mode. I'll move on to the next.
No, we're not finished with this.
No, but Tommy, look it.
I'm not finished with this yet.
Okay.
So I can see that, you know, there's. It would be a lot less complicated if we lived without Wi-Fi, but it would be also...
But you serve a valuable purpose,
Larissa.
Can I send
an email to someone or do I have to write a letter?
No, you don't need it. Just, you have a landline.
It's hard enough to communicate with you on WhatsApp. How would I manage if I had to write letters to you?
So, you know, where are Irish country people? Like, what you could do to reinvigorate Knockmore is, like, there's no more red lemonade being made in the country.
Well, we can buy it in Knockmore.
So why can't... You could start a red lemonade factory. You know, you could be you're where we get our milk and our
we
sausages.
Can't sell turf anymore. So how is that going to work for us?
No, but you do other things like maybe goat's cheese, maybe lamb's wool.
Chutneys.
We need more.
No value in lamb's wool.
No, but we could work something out. But I'm just thinking that all this hullabaloo about broadband. I'm just trying to get to the do country people really need it? And this consensus around the table seems to be no.
I think it's too much of an issue. Country people don't need broadband.
Okay, the next thing.
That's great. I'm glad we've settled on that.
So, other great topics of the day. Does Ireland need an army?
I'm not qualified to answer that question.
Do we need an army?
I
know it's someplace for thick fuckers to go.
My brother-in-law's in the army, so I'm keeping out of this conversation.
It's a good place for you know... Keeps,
I like the idea
keeps
of lads going off to do something and putting focus on their life.
Yes.
And putting on a uniform and giving them a purpose.
But couldn't they work for Impost?
Yeah, or they could.
They could.
Or DHL or one of those.
Do you know what I mean? They could be put to valuable use, like bringing women stuff what they've bought online.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't be able to bring it to the country because we wouldn't have Wi-Fi, so we wouldn't be allowed to order online.
How would you do the post?
What do you need to be
shopping? Where would we get sexy underwear? You wouldn't get that in the local shop enough.
Can I tell you something, Rita? I'd much rather the idea of a knickerless peasant walking around the countryside than someone milking cows wearing a thong. That would just... The last thing you want to see.
But why? But you wouldn't see it necessarily. You wouldn't be out.
Aye, but you throw the old friendly hand up and you go...
Just a small little bit of red. No, you wouldn't like that.
And the bush uncut as well. The bush uncut.
Uncut and unkept.
Unkept.
Could you do it once a year, like when you're doing
the lonely bush?
Not at all.
Could you do it during the summer even?
You could do it the way the farmers burn the land.
Scarification.
Every September.
Yes, yeah. So we could do it then.
You could go in for a wax maybe once a year, but after that just let it...
Fester.
Bounteous bush.
Oh,
unending bush.
Right.
So, relentless bush.
So the army lads could be redeployed. And
do you remember Bush used to make televisions?
Oh, I do remember.
We had a bush.
Yeah.
We had a bush for years. It was
I was going to say so did I.
And a massive tube on the back.
And Dad would come in and put on that bush.
Where's... there was never any control for the bush. It was always manual.
It's not the bush.
Everyone could see the
Costa Rica got rid of its army about
Costa Rica
15
no
years ago and it put all its money into health services.
Coffee shops.
So now people travel from all over the world to have high quality health procedures done in Costa Rica and they abandoned their military and it's been a huge success.
And did they turn them into doctors or something?
No, they just put all their...
They said the
hundreds of millions of quid they were spending on armies, they said, we're going to put it into our medical.
Sure, ours is only half funded anyway. And the lads that go out in the water, what are they called? Sure, we don't even have a proper boat.
The Elietna and all these. Sure, the Navy.
That, sailors.
The sailors, they don't have proper facilities to work on off land.
I mean, so, there was a time in our... Is the... Like, Lochatal, how many barracks is at loan? Lochatal, like, I don't know how many's in the... How many's in the Irish Army? How many have we? About 190.
I know, we must have more than that.
Have we 500?
So they go straight from the tech into the army.
But have we 1,000? have we 1,000 uniformed army men?
They must have more than that.
At least more than that.
Sure, we have a place in Galway. We have a place in Ireland.
There's about 900 of them in Athlone.
Yeah, and there's a few. Must be a few places in Dublin. There's the Curra. Where else is there? Any place down in Wexford or Limerick?
Every second
must
town
be a place.
Every
Limerick.
Second
town. Barracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Now, before we get back to the hen house, here's a quick taster of our members-only episodes called 3 Pints, Please. These are chats we have in porter houses, drinking emporiums, great establishments, locals up and down the country, and they're out exclusively every single Monday to members.
Why is he putting his hands down?
What's the stuff the after birth? What's the thing after birth that women freeze?
The pee.
No.
The partum.
No.
The
yeah. partum. What do they do? Yeah. And they freeze it and they eat it. Yeah. And it's full of goodness.
The pancreas.
It's like no. liver. It'd be like
no.
eating liver.
It's the baby.
Yeah.
It's the tube.
It's the what the you pan, call it? It's the
and they put it into their freezer. And they put it into their freezer.
That's a fact.
They put it into the...
That's what comes out of a woman after she has a baby.
I just vomited my drink back into my pint.
The woman has the baby in the day. It slices a parma ham.
And then they freeze it.
What is it called?
They freeze it and then they slice it.
The pilastries, and then they freeze it, and then they tell
partridge.
You when you're at a party.
You have to put
then
me off
when you're at
keep
a party,
a part room.
And then they go, well, "I've frozen my palubla." What did they call it?
It's
the
not
special
that.
Part
it's
of it.
Not. Why do you keep putting your hand down? As if you're putting it up in your.
He's a sympathetic vagina. That's
yeah,
why.
He keeps putting his hand down. I go, oh, "What? It's."
It comes out at round birth time.
It
and then
is.
They
it's
freeze
the placenta.
It, and then they
placenta.
And then they tell everyone, "I've frozen my placenta."
Yeah,
it's placenta, so placebo. What's the name of that band?
I would love to see moments like that in it on game shows on ITV in the afternoon. What is the thing that comes out of a lady after she has a baby?
Placebo. placenta.
The post office.
For Maureen for 10.
Family fortunes. Name 5 things that come out of a woman.
Go on then, you do.
Name an adjective to talk about sperm. Name.
Hang on, Hector. 5 things that come out of a woman. Go on then.
Guff, guff.
Ah, no, don't be rude.
Guff, no, but Tommy.
Sorry, he doesn't want to be rude. He doesn't want to be rude, Hector. Right. You've been rude since we got here. So go on, 5 things that can come out of a woman. I'll tell you 5 things that
name
come out
of a man. Name 5 things that come out of a lady.
Placenta.
Blood.
Babies.
Cum.
Mucus.
Hector, that's 5.
That's 5, we won.
Yes, we would. And Hector, you didn't involve yourself at all.
Yeah, but there's no crack
them.
There. It just got really sinister.
I got serious.
Well, it's coming out of them.
No, it's not sinister, Hector.
No, it's just real life.
A woman's body's not sinister.
No, Hector, okay, that's just real life.
Yeah, it's real life.
It should be embraced. It is, yeah. And we're all people about the world, so we should be able to talk about it.
My cousin Eleanor.
Placenta Riley. Where's she living? She's in Seattle working for Microsoft, isn't she?
No,
Placenta Riley.
The other way, a lot of the African families are coming and they have names like Happiness and Sunshine and Hope.
And
Sister Placenta.
Here the twins, Mystery and Placenta.
Placenta Riley.
Hope you enjoyed that. To become a member, all you got to do is head over to thlpod.com. It's as simple as that. Now let's go back to a shed down the bottom of a garden in Galway in the west of Ireland.
Right, so we're clearing out the army and no Wi-Fi. What else are we doing?
Go on, any other?
Right, so we'll get rid of the army.
And the last one is, should kids in primary school be taught about Santa?
What do you mean taught about him?
Should Santa be
on the curriculum?
Should Santa be mentioned in primary schools?
But you're... He's not really mentioned as a subject, but they draw pictures of him and stuff.
Yeah, should are we not? Are we just? Are we rearing a nation of gullible fools?
Well,
by prolonging the South Santa crack in primary school.
Well, we're going back to the first question now, which is the internet.
Do your Santa leads ultimately to the Pope? On that bombshell,
I'm perplexed.
So what you do if you are telling 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 year olds that there's a magical man who's going to come into the house with magical presents for you, every year? Are we not rearing a tribe of believing Egypts?
No, because it's everything magical
else,
and
everything else. But God is magical.
And sure, and we teach them about him.
Yeah, but there's a big movement now to get rid of all that in primary schools, that God can't be mentioned in schools, that you can't be teaching God in. So that what they're trying to do is they're trying to separate church and state completely.
Right.
And they're trying to say, okay, you can, if you want to learn about religion, like when in the primary school that some of my kids went to, it was an Educate Together school.
Right.
And it was kind of like, if you want to learn religion, it's an extra class on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Where an old woman who doesn't believe in dinosaurs will come in and tell you, talk you through the Bible. Yeah. Right? So I'm just wondering, like, if you follow that logic through, then there's no Santa Claus either.
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, Jehovah's Witness, they don't believe
Santa
in Santa.
Should Santa Claus be an option then on the curriculum? Like, should there be a subject?
On a Tuesday after religion class.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus. You could stay extra for Santa.
Yeah.
But like, it's lovely for children and it's magical and they're getting and younger now not believing in them. So isn't it not nice for
them? Is there Santa Claus in China? Is there Santa in China?
I think there's a version of it in a lot of countries in the world, isn't there? There's a version of Santa Claus.
I don't think so.
Well, I've got
like
some
in other countries, it's Christmas Eve. It's not Santa doesn't like Santa Claus is always here 25th. In other countries, it's different dates.
But they're all European
different versions of Santa Claus.
Yeah, but like,
is there Santa in China?
I don't.
Yes, there is.
In Mongolia,
he's called Ali Baba. He's a bit slow, but he gets there in the end.
Is that a joke? I didn't get it.
I didn't get either. Yeah. Alibaba and the Alibaba. 40 Thieves.
The Chinese don't like Amazon. They have their own thing called Alibaba.
Oh, sorry. I didn't get that at all.
The Chinese what?
So they've created their own things. They don't like Twitter. They create Let's Chat. They don't like Facebook. They've created their own thing. They don't like Starbucks. They've created their own brand. Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't like
that,
Amazon.
Sorry.
They've created Alibaba. It's the Chinese version of it.
Okay.
So it's gone now anyway. Thanks.
It's not great when you have to explain it.
Oh, I know how you feel. But anyway, so.
No, but wait. I have a friend. I have a couple of friends. I went to school with them. They were Jehovah's Witness. So when we were in school, they didn't. Like, they were so disappointed as kids now, as adults talking back about.
So say the sentence again. They were so disappointed as kids, now as adults looking back.
Yeah, looking back now. Looking back as adults on their childhood. They were really sad about not having Santa.
When they were kids.
Because they were Jehovah's.
So they're sad now for what happened to them when they were children.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That's the thing about country people. You have your own way of talking
and
explaining
things. And own our own words.
Were these Mayo Jehovah's?
Yes.
Where? Tell us more about these people.
Well, you know, I meet them now and their parents.
Who's your man that used to play for Mayo? His name began with J.
Joseba.
No.
Willie Joe Padden.
That's it. Witnesses.
Was it Willie Joe Padden?
Something like that.
So just to clarify, to my best knowledge, he's not a Jehovah's Witness. But anyway, in our school, in National School, we had some people who were Jehovah's Witness there and they weren't allowed to participate in any religious studies or whatever.
Like or rounders or any of that stuff.
Well, I don't know about the rounders. Maybe not. Yeah, they weren't allowed to do sport. No, they weren't allowed. So when we used to have birthday parties, they weren't allowed to go to a birthday parties because they don't believe in birthday parties. Somebody told me, whose mother is a Jehovah's Witness.
How do they keep track of how old they are?
They don't believe.
Is it a height thing?
Jehovah's Witness don't believe in anything that has the word happy in front of it.
Okay.
So happy anniversary, don't believe in it. Happy birthday, don't believe in it. Happy Christmas,
happy
don't
endings.
No way.
Happy endings, definitely don't believe in it. And so anything but happy. So as kids.
Happy meal.
They don't know. They don't have that.
Happy days, the sitcom.
No, they don't like that. No. Anything but happy.
Happy ever after. Never.
The word happy does not exist in the book of
Jehovah.
Jehovah.
Okay.
But a lot of the ones that I know when they were Jehovah's then aren't now. They don't continue on the belief. I suppose it's a bit like Catholics as well. Do we really pursue our belief?
It's a tighter band.
It's a tighter band. Yeah. So they always say how deprived they were as kids.
You're not by any. Is this a very famous Mayo family? No, no,
no,
they're,
no.
They're different.
Oh God,
they?
No.
That's not them.
No,
that's not them.
I don't personally know those people.
No, and but,
the Burks. Is that you're talking about?
Yeah, they're not Jehovah's.
They're
though.
Not. Where are they?
They're
fundamentalists.
Christians, some sort of Christian.
They were.
They have a bookshop, which we should go to someday. They have a Christian bookshop.
Written by Julie Cooper.
Riding into Christmas. So Yeah, it was...
Their life changed. My God,
so
completely.
So they had to go to... the only friends they had were allowed to have...
Were saints.
Were Jehovah's ghosts. People. Were Jehovah's Witness. And like any of them... So I went to school with so many of them and they weren't allowed to play. They were, and only now you find out because at the time they can't tell you stuff like that because they're kids and they... aren't taught bizarre. That
they don't understand maybe
so no they've all left then they've all not turned their back on it. Their
how
parents
have they, how have the children turned out what are, they, are you still friendly with a few of them or?
Yeah and the parents are still Jehovah's Witness and the kids found it difficult and broke away out of it and you know
and then so what were the Moonies back in Ireland
I had an uncle who was a Moonie
what were the Moonies back in this?
I never heard of the Moonies
so the Moonies was a sect a cult
yes.
that rose
Reverend the, Moon
Were the Irish?
They were international.
Well, we had a career guidance teacher called Ray Mooney.
That he wasn't
one
of them.
Well, there's loads of Moonies.
That was just his name.
I know. But that was... I was introduced to Ray Mooney, but he wasn't Mr. part Mooney. Of the Moonies. But...
My uncle was a Mooney.
So tell me.
From Athlone.
How did he get into it?
So people who don't know, the Moonies were a cult.
They were they believed in Reverend Moon, that he... A Reverend Moon had received some sort of divine revelation. And my uncle... He's not exactly an uncle, but he was my father's first cousin. And that's how
so he wasn't
it was easier uncle. To say uncle.
Right. Yes. Okay.
And he converted to the Moonies. He converted. He became a Moonie.
What a great name!
But how do you become a Moonie?
How do you become
a Jehovah? I suppose. Yeah.
You know.
So what did he? Did you ever talk to him about it?
I never talked to him about it, but he was. Do you know what they used to do to raise money to earn money?
How
he used to walk around selling roses to people. When the pubs would close.
And no.
Do you remember
you
all that?
Get them when you're on holidays. I wonder, are they Moonies? The fellas that sell the roses out well, in Spain and Portugal.
That's my uncle used to do. He used to go around and that's how we'd...
they're the Spanish version of it, Los Moonies.
Spanish killing me.
He got married in one of those ceremonies where 50...
Did he marry a Moonie?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Did he marry a Moonie? He married a Moonie.
Imelda Mooney. But he got married in one of those ceremonies where 1,500 couples get married at the same time. Like it was the world's largest
Mooney wedding.
World's largest wedding.
But did they have like a church or
and
a little?
So Mr. Mooney would he chose my uncle's wife for him, this German lady. And there's a photograph. I think it was the world's largest mass wedding, and there's 1,500 couples on the slopes of some building or hill. And Reverend Moon is at the top and he clicked his fingers and they were all married and his wife was chosen for him. And then I'm not sure if he's a Moonie anymore, but that was, yeah, he was one of them.
They were all the rage in Ireland in the 70s and the 80s.
What did they believe or not believe?
I don't know. But you know.
So Jehovah's Witness, some sort of biblical
revelation.
They believe that. They'll rise again, don't they?
The Jehovah's. Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in modern medicine.
They don't give blood transfusions,
stuff that get your bloods checked, any of that.
No, they don't wear glasses.
So how can we create a sect?
Orthopedic shoes.
How could we create a sect where we become the cult leaders?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
And we'd have a big house just outside
called?
The well near Mount Temple and Moat.
Yeah.
And we could buy 20 acres of land and we'd have our own sect. THL sect.
What would we have
where
people
disciples
doing?
Would
well,
come.
What would we believe in?
Disciples would come. Would
you could teach them the ways of the country. You could look after the livestock.
Show them how to wash clothes without a washing machine.
Yeah. You could take them. You could
peel potatoes.
You'd be in charge of the food, Larissa, and the clothes.
Set potatoes and carrots and vegetables and
I would take
onions.
Them inside the sacred pyramid to have well-being classes listening to the Stone Roses on repeat.
Well, you'd have
for hours and hours and hours and hours. And then
you'd have to teach them to build stuff though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'd teach them to create.
Yeah.
Use their hands to be of the land.
You take them on manoeuvres.
Yeah, manoeuvres.
I take them on manoeuvres and then we'd learn how to build stuff.
Build little
hands.
Garages and little houses for themselves if they have to go off on their own, you know.
Make concoctions of
and
mushrooms.
And fires, how to make fires.
And we would grow our own ganja. And we were growing our own mushrooms where we would take copious amounts
would
of them
be a cult?
In the center, the pyramid at night time with the disciples.
I think you're basically describing Ennis Diamond.
No Wi-Fi.
That's the pub in Ennis Diamond. What would you do, Tommy? Tommy would be the spiritual guru leader who would only come out in robes
and
once
he's got
every
a hat
week.
On today. That's
what do you think of the hat?
What would
he's
you do?
He's got a leader's hat on.
You would have the leader's hat on, yeah.
You look like...
It's a little bit of...
Is it a bit Sufi mystic? Is it a little bit Islamic?
It's a small bit.
Well, the Sufis are the good boys. And, they're the lads that... They're almost like the Rastafari of the Muslim world.
The dance,
yeah.
I've never heard of these lads.
The Sufis?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sufis.
Sufi mystics.
Sufis are the lads that like crack and
dancing and movement and silence and prayer.
Did you get one of those hats? Did you get that hat off one of them?
A lady gave it to me. A lady says, I have a hat for you.
Why? Did she think it was suitable for you?
I don't know.
There's a little bit of brush shields off it.
Oh, really?
A little bit? Was it him that gave it to you?
What would you
am I starting to look like a man who used to sell hot press on Grafton Street?
Outside Bewley's. He's just standing there.
You're just like him.
There's a bang of that.
Those were the fucking days and the evening press and
that
hot press.
That's too funny.
Yeah, we could create our own little sect.
And what would you do in our little world, Tommy? What would you offer to
I'd be
people?
The fertility officer.
Please delve a little deeper into that subject.
I'd be the fertility officer. I'd be just going around making sure that when that there's a kind of a new stream, that every 9 months there's a new batch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What just came out of my mouth? A new batch.
A new batch of
followers.
Of ovulation.
Of followers.
Oh, yes.
So
it's a constant...
How many would we start off with in our little group first in order to develop that? We'd need at least 10 men and 10 women, at least, because you'd have to have half of each.
More than that. We'd build these little log cabins and fields.
I don't think we'd need men at all.
No, it's all...
just
it's
10
women.
Okay. So women of childbearing age.
Yes.
So we could develop our cults a little bit.
And I'd just be... There'd be once a month, there'd be fertility night.
Could I not be allowed to have a few men in there?
No, because we're friends. I couldn't be...
No, but I'm saying, could I not have a few men in the group so that I could be friends
with
them?
No, I'm the fertility...
Oh, you're the only person.
Tommy, yes. Tommy is the phallic symbol.
And are you going to make this man not... can't procreate,
he's,
no.
He's logistics. And manoeuvres. I'm fertility.
And I'm vegetables.
You're vegetables. And country way life.
And making
and then
clothes.
Nobody will be allowed in except when we allow them in.
And there'll be hairy armpits for women and hairy bushes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially during
robes,
the winter.
Robes.
Yes. No beauticians.
Flowing robes and Crocs.
The women could have, when we go to bathe in the river in the summertime, the women would have the option of
waxing.
But it would be, the winter bush would be compulsory.
And would Hector be able to do the waxing, do you think? Would Hector be the beautician or would it be?
They would bathe in the stream.
Or would that be under the fertility?
At the back of the northern field.
Wash at sunlight.
Now let us make our way to the lagoon.
And we'd bless people in the...
Guru Tommy is waiting at the fertility.
I have a place...
The fertility fountain.
I have a perfect
I'd cover
place
them
for
with
us.
A cloak of on fertility nights. I'd just cover
to
them
the
with a cloak.
To the sounds of Jimi Hendrix.
And on the 1st of May, you'd be able to clean their face in the morning dew.
Totally.
And what had happened is, people would hop off the bus. They'd get the CIE bus to a Midlands location.
I think...
Undisclosed. And then,
GPS.
And then we'd pick them up in an old Defender.
Oh, yes.
And it'd be an old 25-year-old...
Or a sulky.
Yeah.
Sulky be much better.
And we say, we're not Amish, we're We're Yamish.
Yeah.
No, what are we
called? A little sulky, 20 people in the back. And the locals would say, oh, they're off. Where are they going? Oh, they're going down to that place. And
the Tom Tom Club.
And would one of you be the preachers on a Sunday at in our church? Because we need, or would the three of us kind of take it on?
I think we need to start off with manoeuvres and fertility first before we start moving into doctrine.
We're not allowed. So what do they do? How do we keep them interested in their faith?
The faith would be, it's the pure life.
The fresh air.
Yes. And
meditation.
There would be no work done. It would all be chores. You would have chores to do every day. You would have tasks to perform.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at 6 o'clock till 8 o'clock on a Wednesday evening.
Champions
recreational.
Men would have to be allowed to watch matches.
You're the only men there.
Only once every month you're allowed one Europa Conference match.
Yeah.
And it has to be a shitty match, like Slaven Bratislava against POAK Athens.
Can the women watch Coronation Street or Emmerdale once a month?
No, because it would sort of infect their minds.
Oh yeah, yeah, they'd realise there was an outside world, yeah.
Stranger things have happened. Have you seen the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes.
With Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Didn't he visit a place like that? Remember where the owl lad was? Bruce Dern was lying down in
that
thing.
How was that based on your man?
I don't like mentioning people's names. That awful man in California.
I met a lady the other day and she said to me, I don't know, she was there, oh yeah, yoga. We're talking about yoga. And then she said, oh, I do that Kumbali, or what's the massive one where your man was a Netflix documentary where he set up this yoga thing, brought it to Las Vegas and Los Angeles and Hollywood in the 70s, and he became the most revered yogi guru in the world and had hundreds of thousands of disciples. The Netflix documentary on him, Kumbali, or what's one of those versions of yoga?
Yeah.
And then he was completely
a cult leader, was he?
Yeah, cult leader, but he had.
Like Desi O'Malley and the Progressive Democrats.
After about 2 years, we could run
Guru Desi.
Guru Desi.
Guru Desi would sit in the yoga pose.
In a suit from Anthony Ryan.
She said to me that she was in California. She was mad into it 20 years ago. She wasn't one of the chosen ones. He would always have 15 young girls in his room.
And what would they do?
Oh, he was a complete and utter
yoga or sex.
Sex. He was grooming young women for 20 or 30 years. The documentary's on Netflix. It's a true story. And then I met a lady in Ireland who said I was one of those who went to California to meet him, and I studied his yoga, and I brought it back to Ireland here. But luckily enough, I wasn't one of the ones who was abused by this man.
Was she of an age?
She was in her early 50s.
Oh my goodness.
And I said, I just saw the documentary. And she goes, well,
oh, I need to
everything
watch this.
Is true, because I was in the room at the time. And I was I was there. I went to America to this so-called guru.
Oh,
there's always
God.
A seedy side to it.
I'm sure if we set this thing up, the Midlands Radio would end up doing an expose on us and we'd be the front page of the Westmeath Independent. We'd be busted and shamed in handcuffs going into the fucking courthouse in Mullingar.
At the courthouse in Mullingar in white robes
and all the
piss and rain.
And all the women crying.
No! Don't take away our fertility.
And then your man, what's his name? This is Kieran Gilhooly. What's his name? Martin Mullooly. Who's your man?
Kieran Gilhooly.
Kieran Gilhooly. We're here outside Mullingar State. Where the guru, he came out the back of a high ace handcuffed.
With the hat on him.
And the women all crying.
Oh, fertility,
and
Lord.
And then people throwing roses.
And Hector then dressed in combat, looking at a map, going, okay.
This is the way we're going to break out of here.
I just said that she had me coursed into it, so I'd get out.
You'd be selling cheese.
You'd be selling cheese at the down in the local market.
For my breast milk.
But that's the only way you could bring revenue. Chutneys. We'd have a psychedelic chutney made of mushrooms.
Can you make cheese from women's breast milk?
I'm sure you could.
It'd be fucking expensive, wouldn't it?
It would be expensive and it'd be tasty as well.
Is it colostrum? Is that
colostrum?
That comes out of sheep as well.
All of mothers.
So think of the great names you could have. Galtee. Galtee was the best.
I'd say Loch Con cheese or something like that. Loch Con.
Oh, for the. Oh, I know. What's the Irish for cheese?
Cosh.
Koshnigiach. Titchies.
Titchies. Sounds like a box of tissues.
And Borbia would sponsor us.
into Martin's now, the floor is all till. Do you have anything like a Koshnigiach?
Yeah, Avocast. And you know Avocast doing it as well.
Size.
17 euro for titchies.
Tiny little bit
made from the purest
Irish knockoff
Diddy milk.
Diddy milk.
Cautiony Giel.
Down at the bottom, it could be the breast.
There's a lovely ring off
there.
That.
Yeah, yeah. Tizzy now, jeans.
So what conclusions have we come to?
Well, basically, the
conclusions,
country
people. We need
people.
More sex.
Sex. Sex. People in country should stay in the country.
Maybe.
And we should have no army.
No.
And we should get in touch with our inner selves.
See, the value of thinking just, and together.
Yes, opening your mind.
Beautiful. Hope you've enjoyed this week's episode, everybody. God bless and good luck.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.